Haid v'had l'fanav, eyes v'siferes b'mikdasha. Glory and majesty are before him, might and splendor in his sanctuary. Haid v'had. So the Radak says that in the future, Hashem's praises will be so widespread. And even metaphorically speaking, the majestic stars will also offer their praises to Hashem. They'll declare their majesty as a reflection of Hashem's glory. The Malbim, as we may know, understands that there are no synonyms in Lashon HaKodesh. And then the question becomes, what is the difference between Haid and Hada? So, the Malbim explains that Haid is intrinsic glory. That's the true essence of Hashem. And Hadar is the external majesty of Hashem. It's interesting that the Kedushas Levi, perhaps some of a Hasidic twist on this, that Hadar in Aramaic means to return. So how does he understand it? That Hashem bestows very generously vitality and Haid upon all of his creations. In gratitude, we then praise him and reflect the glory back to him. The glory that we return to Hashem is Hadar. And that's what comes Lefanav, that comes before him. So it's this positive feedback that Hashem gives to us and we kevyachol reflect back to him. I use the Sefarist Mikdasha, might and splendor in his sanctuary. So there are those that learn that it's talking about up in Shamayim, maybe even in the heavens, the skies, where you have the planets and constellations, they're in perpetual orbit. Why? Because the Pasuk says, HaShamayim is sapping for it, Kel Masi Yadav Magadarekia. The heavens declare the glory of Hashem, and the expanse of the sky tells his handiwork. So you see Hashem's glory from what he does. Again, going to the Malbim. Eyes is inner might. An inner might that fortifies the one that has it. Tiferes is an external splendor that impresses all who behold it. So on both of these things, whether it's Haid v'Hada or Eyes v'Siferes, essentially, what we're talking about is the difference between the inner world and the outer world. Both of them are expressions of Hashem, and really, by reflection, expressions of us. That are the honor and the glory that we ascribe to Hashem is anything but superficial. It's coming from a very, very deep place. The Rav Hirsch explains that unlike the false gods of the nations, Hashem isn't jealous of our prosperity. We can appear before Hashem both in the glory of person and the majesty of power. And the truth is, it's only really before Hashem that we can totally attain these things. The idea is that we fulfill ourselves within the context of Hashem. And ultimately, the sanctuary of Hashem is not a place of destruction. The sanctuary of Hashem is a place where all of man's moral and spiritual greatness can unfold, and from which man can derive all salvation that's within his capacity to attain. So it's meant to be a healthy place, a happy place, a place where we can ultimately find true self-expression. That really is the space we're meant to be in on Shabbos.